Hello everyone, good evening. It's already 5, so I promise to make it sweet and short after salt. I would provide updates for our site at IRFU at CEA. This is our team, and everybody has contributed their work that they have done since the last update in the last year. And I'm just summarizing their updates through my talk. So the topics we are mainly concerned with are Unix, grid, projects, infrastructure, security management, and I would brief on each of them a little bit in my talk. This is the Puppet Infrastructure Group. Hello. Yeah, this is the Puppet Infrastructure Group in which we have 5 different entities. Each of these 3 entities have 2 servers each, the HA proxy cluster, the Puppet CA cluster, and the Puppet server cluster. And the MariaDB, it replicates the Foreman database with 2 servers, and in all, it has 3 servers. The working of this Foreman infrastructure is to configure the clients. At first, the client requests at the port 8141 of HA proxy cluster to get the certificate from the Puppet CA cluster. And then it uses the certificate to reach the Puppet server cluster through the proxy cluster. And then it gets configured, and the clients are configured in the end. So this is the dashboard for the Foreman infrastructure group. In future, we have the safe cluster to be configured in 2 different remote sites. Currently, we have only 1 site with 5 servers. Each of the server is a 730XD, and they have 12 disks in the backend and 2 system disks in the front. And we have used a Calamari management tool for easy administration of the safe cluster. On the grid safe side, we don't have much good news. The only one is we have reinstalled it with the Blue Store. Currently, we are facing many issues. The first is we have a very high memory usage. It's around 100 megabytes. We want a storage HA service also, but it is facing some problem with snapshotting at the FS file system level for repository mirrors. Fred is our colleague who is dealing with this, and he'll be very happy to have any suggestions if anyone can provide. We also got rid of the EC pools now for the moment due to the issues, and we have only 1 VM in Blue Store currently. This is the safe dashboard we have. Using Grafana, its design. On the grid batch side, there are also some issues. The only good news is we have all the machines management done. We're using Puppet 4 that has been completed last week. Otherwise, we are having HD condor issues. We are having problems with scaling at the ARCCE level. On the grid network side, we have ordered a new Dell switch. We wanted really HA, and now hopefully we'll be able to provide that, because before we had the single point of failure and it was very difficult to deal with it using only 1 switch. With our infrastructure, we are ready for 100 giga, but we are hopeful that if we have a 100 giga, it would be useful, but we are currently not yet positive that which might take many years to fight and get this in place. Last year in October, we have deployed IPv6 on all the production servers, and now we are full dual stack ready. And it took us like 3.5 years to get this in place. On the project side, we are moving towards cloud computing. We are participating in two projects already. The first is the Indigo Data Cloud project. It's an OS data and computing platform targeted at scientific communities. We are a WP3 partner, and we have started using, started testing the use cases that they provide to us. We also attended the EOSC kickoff meeting 2 months back. The EOSC is to create a trusted environment for hosting and processing research data to support EU science. We are already positive, and we are participating in the work package 6 of the EOSC project. And we are also open for new collaborations, and get back to us if you are interested in collaborating in some of the cloud projects. At the infrastructure side, we have the following. We had a major air conditioning problem in last year, but this year we are hoping to get away with it. We have agendas of adding a new cooling system of 220 kilowatts. We also want to modify the alarm system that we had, which was failing last year. We will be putting sensors in place to monitor the water temperature pressure and the outdoor temperature, and also the monitoring the cooling systems. We hope to attend 700 kilowatt by the end of this year. Currently, we are having 500 kilowatt. So this is the location where we'll be adding the new server very soon of 220 kilowatt. So another news on the infrastructure side, we have a new real-time power usage monitoring in place. We'll be having them very soon for the three cooling systems and the three server rooms that we have. The advantage is we'll be able to calculate the PUE very precisely, and we can also work on simpler electricity savings. It's planned on the week 22 of this year, and we'll be stopping some services for 4 days. We have new security policies in place, so we have to reinforce them through the various norms. We have the French norms, we have the CEA norms, and then we have the norms at the IRFU level also. So putting all the norms in place is a hectic task, but we hope to put them in place very soon. In the regular activities, we have the inventory encryption updates and password management all the time, and also we need to secure VLANs as part of the security measures. For the workstations, we have updated the securities for most of the machines, most of the Windows machines. For Mac and Linux, we are catching up slowly, and also for the network equipments. For the systems management, we have a new help desk tool launched recently. That's a very good thing we had, and it was needed for since a long time. As the first level of support, we have our apprentices who provide and examine the problems, and then they redirect to the required people. As part of ongoing projects, for administration and management, we have an inventory system for Windows using Microsoft SCCM, and for Linux and Mac machines, we have a Fusion Inventory and GLPI. We are planning to put everything together and combine all of them for all the platforms together and make an automatic software inventory. And we also wish to have a hardware inventory in place in the near future. So concluding our report, we had like two major achievements this year. The GridSafe Blue Store, although we have some roadblocks and issues to it. We had put in place the help desk system to enable better support for our users. There are some roadblocks to overcome. We have always network issues that we need to sort out at the administration level. We have the security to be regarded. And there are always shortage of long-term personnel in our team. For the future planning, we wish to put in place EGI Federated Cloud from IRFU. And also we are planning to put a integrated inventory management system. And thank you very much. Questions, if anyone you have.